Daily.
And now more from Chris's autobiography, 24 years at the tap end. You love it. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 5:15. Are you running out of stories yet?
Do you know what? I'm not. This is the worrying thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Still plenty left, yeah?
I think so.
Okay, so today it's quite a momentous day in your life, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sit back, relax, maybe you're driving at the moment, turn up the radio, and have a moment to yourself. On 24 years at the tap end on Radio 1.
Ready?
Ready, yeah.
I'm going to go to my 18th year at the tap end.
Amazing.
Right.
Go. We're ready.
Right.
Go.
It had been
we're ready,
a-
go.
Oh. It had been a priority of mine for quite some time now. The guys who could drive were getting, on average, more girls than those that didn't.
Mm.
Today was my turn.
Always the case.
The day had arrived, the day of my driving test. Arguably, one of the most important days of my youth. It was the lead-up of a good couple of months of lessons, theory tests, tears, tantrums. But here I was, in the waiting room of Pinner Test Centre, waiting to see which driving invigilator I was being drawn.
Did you have a lot of tantrums?
No, not really. I suppose I was quite a good student, really. Picked it up quite quickly.
Right. Well, you just said there were tears and tantrums, so I just thought I'd ask.
It's just for drama, really.
Okay, good. So there weren't any.
Drama and alliteration.
Yeah.
I had a tantrum. You know why.
In your driving test?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it was to do with the cat, wasn't it?
Because of the cat. I've told this so many times.
Yeah.
During the three-point turn, went under the car.
Awkward.
And wouldn't move on point two of the 3 points. Anyway, continue.
I've been with my driving instructor since the beginning. That's weird, actually. Isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, I've written that wrong.
That must have been awkward.
Yeah, I've written that wrong, sorry. It's not how it sounds.
Want another lesson?
To the point where we had become quite good friends.
What's their name?
His name was Dave. And couldn't have been a better driving instructor. He had helped most of my cousins pass their tests, and I was hoping to be the next in line. Lessons had gone largely well, but the one the evening before my test had been a disaster.
Oh no.
It was autumn, and nuts were everywhere. The night before my test, I accidentally hit a squirrel, which severely knocked my confidence.
Was it okay?
It wasn't. It all went wrong from there, stalling at every set of traffic lights, and despite several slaps at the clipboard on the dashboard, I failed to emergency stop. Me and my driving instructor had an argument, which culminated in me walking away from the car into the pub opposite.
Oh no!
Conveniently, the incident took place just outside the Misty Moons.
Oh, Misty Moons!
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as lessons go, it couldn't have really gone worse. Dougsy came to meet me in the pub. The whole squirrel thing had made me think that to pass the test, I was going to need more than luck. Dougsy had already...
Yeah, to
you
know
are.
How to drive?
That as well.
Dougsy had already passed his test, and together we came up with a brilliant plan. Dougsy was going to use his car like a police escort, go ahead on certain roads to block the traffic and ensure I had a clear route.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was the plan anyway.
So he's going to be a police escort to make sure that you're all fine?
Yeah.
What a great mate. What a friend.
Generally, the test takes one of five routes, so if Dougsy broke down on the main road nearby, it would make the tricky right turn easy. We also worked out a coding system with his lights. Two flashes for stop, one flash for go.
Really thought about this?
This way, he could drive behind helping out. Dougsy convinced me this was foolproof, and although we weren't quite sure of the legalities of it, we left the pub happy with our plan. On the way home from the pub, I called Dave, the driving instructor, to apologise. He told me not to worry, driving tests are stressful, and that he was sure that the next day would all be fine.
Did you properly go off at Dave?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you?
I stormed off,
You regret that now?
I really do. I'm
Say sorry to
Dave. Really sorry,
Say
Dave.
Say sorry again.
Really sorry.
Sorry?
He probably won't be listening, though, because I asked him to put the radio on in the car when I was doing the lessons. They don't do it.
No, they don't. They don't like it.
Why don't instructors
do
that?
You think they would for 30 quid an hour? You think they would?
Hey,
I'd do anything for...
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I stopped myself.
Whoa.
I stopped it. But if you want to pay me £30 an hour to sit in my car and listen to the radio, I'm more than happy.
Exactly. 30 quid. I want to hear Fern Cotton. Thank you.
We left the pub happy with our plan. Nope. I've done that.
Yeah.
I decided to keep the plan away from him. That was Dave, the instructor there.
Oh.
Carry on.
Okay, carry on.
My exam was an early one, about 8:30 a.m, so I got up in plenty of time to down a couple of coffees and demolish a bacon sandwich. It was about 8 a.m, and I was at the test centre, waiting. Dougsy's phone was ringing out every time. I assumed he was already putting the plan into motion.
He was busy.
But I had a horrible feeling that he was probably just asleep. I kept on calling, still no answer. I sat there with Dave, waiting to find out who my invigilator was going to be. It was as exciting as the third round draw of the FA Cup. Dave knew...
Is that the one with the Kinder Eggs?
Eh?
Is that the one where they get them out of the little...
What's that?
Is it?
The one with the Kinder Eggs?
The one that doesn't speak, saying, yes, it is the one that I'm thinking of.
They have Kinder Eggs in
football. I relate everything
to
food. No little plastic... You know, like you get the toy in.
She's not wrong.
Oh, yeah. Little plastic things, and they pull it out. I always want it to be chocolate. It's some boring, like...
Yeah, always
football
boring.
...football draw.
Yeah.
Right. Dave knew them all and told me that as long as we don't get a certain lady, we will be fine.
Still, Who?
I can't say her name.
I've
definitely not. No, in case she's working this.
Okay, don't.
Definitely not. I don't know if they can take away my licence or anything, but I'm not going to risk it. Still no call came from Dougsy. I was beginning to get proper nervous. And then out they came. Please not the woman. Please not the woman, I was thinking.
Apparently there's only one woman that works at that test centre.
Oh, that's torn, isn't it?
Which was a few years back. So. Christopher Stark, she said a stern female voice.
Oh.
It was like Watford during Man United. I couldn't help but feel the odds were against me.
Why is it always related back to football? Always.
I think most things in my life are. We shook hands and made our way to the car. I went on a charm offensive, telling her how nice she looks. It didn't go down well. She asked me to read out the number plate of a car just in front, a bit of a sight test. To impress her, I thought I'd read the number plate of a car even further away.
Idiot!
Just do what she says! At the back of the car park.
Oh.
That didn't go down well either. It was all how I feared. I was nervous, and as we began the test, and I'm not sure why I did it, I told her she smelt nice.
Oh, God.
An awkward silence followed, and I was instructed to drive forwards. The rest of the test, I shut up and took the instructions. Weirdly, it was actually all going well, even without the help of Dougsy. Manoeuvres went well, I nailed the tricky right turn, and we even managed to strike up a bit of awkward banter halfway round about the weather. But right down the narrow road by Pinner Memorial Park, disaster struck. I hit the curb and swore very loudly. To be honest, I was all up for just getting out the car there and then and heading straight to the pub.
Misty moons.
I decided against it and reluctantly drove back to the test centre, massively deflated. Annoyed at myself, we parked up the car and she started filling in forms. It took ages. She turned to me and it all went a bit X Factor results. You're clearly a good driver, she said. You've got a lot of potential, but I'm sorry to say... You're going to be driving a lot more. You've passed.
Did she actually do it like that?
I was trying to remember it. I remember thinking, I've definitely not got this, and then got this. So it was something like that, yeah.
It's like a bit Louis Walsh, isn't it?
It was.
I'm here to tell you.
In the final.
I want you in the final.
I couldn't believe it. She put the curb thing down as a minor. What a legend. I gave her a hug. Again, this didn't go down well.
Oh my God, seriously, move away from the instructor, from the invigilator.
But I didn't care by then. I apologised and went to tell Dave, my instructor. He was happy, we high-fived, and I performed my celebratory dance.
Which is?
It's a sort of, I suppose you'd describe it as a kind of shuffle.
Okay.
You want to see?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
I would like to see, yeah.
It was just like...
Obviously this is radio, but I'll describe it to you.
It's...
Watch the Christmas tree.
Right behind you there.
So you've passed, and I was like...
It's a slowed-down version of The Running Man with extra arms.
Mm. Very well described.
Good.
Sit down again.
That was rubbish.
I had my driving licence, but it was more than that. It was a licence to be free, a licence to have no boundaries. The possibilities were endless. I forgave Dougsy for his lack of help.
Where was he?
He was in bed.
Yeah.
And we spent the day doing what we do best, demolishing pizza at a Pizza Hut buffet. It was a great day.
Oh, all you can eat.
Of course.
Brilliant.
And that's it.
Yeah, we are. Now you've got your test.
Got the licence. I'm pleased to say I've still got it.
Yeah, that's great. At the moment, remember, there's only one woman that works at that driving centre. The Scott Mills Daily.